I don't want to oversell this.
I am dying to hear who you sat next to.
But is this going to be the best airplane story we've ever had on the show?
Oh, really?
Even better than the time Brooke had a lavatory hookup with Roy the traveling salesman while she was a fill-in stewardess for Qantas.
You were a fill-in stewardess?
On Qantas, of all airlines.
That's against protocol.
Brooke, it happened and you can't deny it.
I can't believe I missed that one.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Good, I might. But, all right, Brooke.
Would you like a bag of peanuts?
It's true. Our own Jose Bolaños does fly a lot. Mm-hmm. Recently, though, he got upgraded to first class.
Yes.
Okay. So he's always in first class.
Every time.
What are you saying?
It was still a very special time for this young man. Let's not downsell
it. Thank you, Jeff.
So that's where we're going to start. Jose, paint the picture for us. You've just been upgraded to first class and you walk into the plane.
I walk into the plane, I sit down, and they have these fancy, like, shells and they're seats that can recline all the way down into the bed.
Oh, because you're all on a long haul.
It's going to Hawaii. So it's at least a 6-hour flight.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is I'm mostly sleeping.
I can't get the way to hear the details of your sleep.
No, it gets better, okay? But I sit down.
This is about someone you dreamed about. I swear on my life.
It's not a dream, okay? Listen, I sit down and I'm playing with the seat because I'm like, cool, whatever. And this guy sits next
to me.
And
I'm sure you're really loud.
Yeah. I am. I'm like, whoa, this goes all the way back. Anyway, and the guy sits down and he's like trying to talk to me. He's like, hey, how's it going? And I'm just kind of like, hey, what's up, brother? Like, I'm busy over here, you know? But I was nice.
In first class, are your seats as close as they are in the back?
So they're only two next to each other. That's a great question. But they do have a separator in the middle.
Got it.
Okay.
So when you want privacy, you can, like, lift up this little
wall. But it's down right now.
But it's down right now.
That's how you know it's a classy person. They're like, I don't have time to talk to anybody next to me.
And then eventually, once we're taking off, I put the separator up on him. I'm just like, later, dink, I sleep for like 5 hours, 4 hours.
So you're sleeping next to somebody famous and you waste the entire time?
I had no idea, right? So as we're descending, I put the separator back down and I'm just like, boy, do I wish I was rich and famous and I have to go back to work on Monday.
Did you say that out loud?
I said that to him, yeah.
Oh, that's a funny little joke.
Yeah.
No. And he's actually rich and famous?
I didn't know. What did he say?
No,
he goes, yeah, man, I was like, I got to work Monday. He goes, oh, I got to work tomorrow. And I was like, really? What do you do? And he goes,
oh, my God. Is this when it dawns on him? No. So you have no idea who he is?
Yes, probably. It must be. And then he goes, like, well, I play guitar.
Play guitar.
And I go, I'm sorry, did you say play guitar? Because he gets all quiet.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, in what band? And then he literally goes, Pearl Jam.
What?
And I'm like, oh my God.
The lead guitarist of Pearl Jam.
Yes. No, Alexis, you have no idea what's going on. Okay.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, you've heard of
it's
Pearl Jam.
It's not Eddie Vedder.
He is Eddie Vedder,
How
Rock and Roll
you
Hall of Fame.
How do recognize Eddie Vedder?
In his defense, he looked like a bum. He just got on the beach in Hawaii, his shorts and flip-flops on. I didn't see him.
He always looks like a bum. He's Eddie Vedder. He's like one of the starters of grunge.
Oh, my God. Brooke is freaking out right now.
No, so, he's a legend. He's literally a Hall of Famer.
So once you find out.
You could have been best friends with Eddie Vedder, but you slept the entire flight. Okay.
So when you learn that it's Eddie Vedder, do you fanboy out on him right there?
Okay, so I don't really fanboy a lot at that much, but I internally, drops, adrenaline shooting, and I am like,
okay.
So what do you say? What do you say?
No, you don't say anything. You pull out the blanket and you're like, here, get under this with me.
No.
I would have been reviewing all the dumb things I had just said.
No. Look, what I haven't said much yet, so this is what I do. I play it cool. I'm like, oh, nice, bro. Yeah, I figured it could have been you. You know, I'm on a radio show, so we probably play your music.
What? You did not say
Super
that.
Super smooth. And so, he goes, oh, you do radio? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I'm on a morning show called Brooke and
Jeffrey. Wait, why are you not asking more about him?
No. This is Jose, remember. The conversation has to go back to him.
Jose is always about him.
I want him to know he's comfortable with me. Like, I'm used to celebs. We're cool, even though I'm freaking out inside. Like, I'm not used to celebs. And then he's like, so what do you do? And I was like, well, I do a lot of impressions and, like, phone tab characters and, like, comedy.
Yeah.
So then he's like, okay, well, what's your best impression?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, did you do it? You did an impression for Eddie Vedder?
Not only an impression, bro. I ran the gambit on him. He got a set, baby. I started out with Arnold, right? Me and you, Eddie Vedder, were flying back from Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
He's cracking up.
He likes it?
He goes, that's really good. And I go, one you may not know. It's a custom one I do. It's called Rolando.
Oh,
and he loves Rolando was the most impressive because he told me after, that doesn't sound like you at all. What? That's not your voice. And I'm like, I know, right?
So, oh my God, you're doing impressions to Eddie Vedder.
Hold on,
in
that's
the first class seats of an airplane.
Not even the best part.
Oh God.
This is how impressed he was, guys. He goes, oh God, okay, I really have to ask. Close your eyes. And I'm like, okay, Eddie Vedder. And I close my eyes and he goes, tell me who you think this is. And he starts doing impressions.
Oh,
he's like,
are you serious?
Hey, everyone. Hey,
who
look
is that?
At me. And I don't know, Alexa.
Oh,
so I'm like, oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Eddie Vedder is doing impressions for you.
Yes, and he's like, and I'm like, oh, it's so close, I don't know. And he's like, hey.
Is it Beavis and Butthead?
Finally, he goes, it was Bruce Springsteen. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Dude, one old guy doing an impression of another old guy.
I had no idea. And he mentions actually he's a friend of mine. I'm like, oh, that's probably why you got the impression.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I am seriously crying.
So that was the best thing ever. At the end of it, literally, he did notice my hat. I was wearing this hat that I'm wearing, the Brick and Jeffrey hat. And he's like, hey, can I take a picture? Because I really want to listen to your show. Like, you seem like a great dude and blah, blah, blah.
So Eddie Vedder could be listening right now?
Eddie Vedder, you're listening. Wow. I love you, brother. And I do want to say the thing that made him laugh the most was the very end when we're saying goodbye. And I said, oh, hey, by the way, Eddie. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I hope your little band makes it. cracked up, dude.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's told him that before.
All right.
I love it.
Text in to 78592. Tell us, do you believe that was actually Eddie Vedder? Because I don't buy it.
I have a picture. I'm not allowed to post it, but I have a picture. I'll show Brooke.
Oh, my God.
It's him.
That's Eddie Vedder.
Text in if you believe that's a real story. If you actually met Eddie Vedder. We're going to do your phone tap right after this.
Hi, Eddie.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.